me yele nyame ase on pempe so a ode me ne o mie no ode en ababa beju na me aye bebre na dia ma me ne o emie ne o ifiko ifiba emu yakopon ade ache me ne o emie ne o o share bebia na o free bebia nanka mpo nipa ye free nipa mpo nanka ye nka wo enka ho no nyankopon no homo bro ah o se dine down and I'm dumb na edoso ma me no me no ma enne ye kan nipa ebusuan po frefra o ma ya ye nka asem no na o se nyankopon enye bi e ma wa na yeah, me catch you say enne be bia abrabono abo akwako drubia no. Jidi o nyame mu say epeye je. Che me ko onua agent asari. Yes I add in a voice na sa ba say medical catch you say. There were 3 nights of hope, impartation and healing. That's on the 2nd to on the 4th of May 2019. No, Dominion Center Elementstracht 30. That's 1114 AK Amsterdam. No, Anopa 10. Why Anopa 10? Need a kugu. And you mean so you shall see 7 o'clock PM. Admission. We was what game for this can be a free. Yeah, okay, ready, Akasanama. www.radiocasma.com Now 105.2 that's the FM, 103.8 that's the cable.
Charles Ajinasari. I've preached the gospel in 89 countries of the world. Beloved, I've been in a miracle ministry for 36 years. In every nation we've been to, we've seen the undeniable power of God, touching lives, saving souls, transforming people, healing them, and doing incredible things.
I'll be in the city of Amsterdam from the 2nd to the 4th of May 2019 with the Supernatural Empowerment Summit. It's a summit where pastors, church leaders, politicians, business people are empowered and equipped to do exploits for the Lord. However, miracles will happen. Signs and wonders will take place. The sick will be healed. The demonized will be set free. I want you to invite your friends. And wherever you are watching me in Europe, save the dates. From the 2nd to the 4th of May, call the numbers on the screen. Your life will never be the same.
Van 2 tot en met 4 mei naar het Supernatural Empowerment Summit 2019 met Bishop Dr. Charles Aginasade. Ervaar het zelf en ontvang de kracht die zieken geneest, de onderdrukking verbreekt en naties over de hele wereld transformeert. Zorg dat je erbij bent. 3 avonden met een boodschap van hoop, redding en genezing.
The Bible tells us in Mark's Gospel chapter 5. It says that Jesus got to the city of the Gadarenes. And there was this man who was a lunatic. He lived at the entrance of the city where the cemetery was. And he made sure nobody would come in nor go out. And when Jesus got there, this man began to manifest. And Jesus told that evil spirit to come out of him. There were so many demons in the man. Finally, the demons asked permission to go into some pigs that were close to the beach. When they went into the pigs ran into the sea and drowned. The man wanted to follow Jesus. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 19, the scripture says, "How be it? Jesus said he should not follow him. But he said to him, 'Go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you and has had compassion on you.'" Jesus, when the man was healed, said, "Go back to your people. Tell them the great things God has done for you. And tell them about the compassion God has had on you." God is a God of compassion. The first reason why God will heal anybody is because of his compassion. The Bible says the message of the Lord endureth forever. His messages are new every morning. The messages of God is the compassion of God. There are many mercies of God. One of the mercies of God is the forgiveness of sin. Another mercy of God is the healing of the sick. Jesus told this madman who was delivered, he said, "Tell everybody what great things the Lord has done for you. This week, whatever God does for you, you must tell about what the Lord has done for you. People must know that God is a good God. God likes to be appreciated when he does good things. Jesus healed 10 lepers. One of them came back to thank him. Jesus said, "Where are the other nine?" So God likes us to thank him when he does miracles for us. But God is a miracle working God. Tell somebody, God is a miracle working God. His mercy makes him want to heal the sick. When we talk about healing, there are three major forms of healing. Or three major areas of healing. Man is a spirit. A soul lives in a body. And so when God is healing, he heals your spirit, he heals your soul, and heals your body. The healing of the spirit is the forgiveness of sin. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. When man sinned in the Garden of Eden in Adam, everybody born on the face of the earth was born a sinner. But thank God for Jesus. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for us, so that when you believe, your sins can be forgiven. If you can hear me, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. But forgiveness of sin is the healing of the spirit. And unless a man's spirit is healed, he cannot live for God. Unless a man's spirit is healed by being converted, being made a new person, he will continue to live in sin. Because if a man man is not converted, his soul, which is the center of his will, his intellect and his emotions, his will is not liberated. As a young man, when I was a young man, at the age of 11, I started smoking cigarettes. By the age of 12, I was doing marijuana. I had problems with doing marijuana in school. And so when I got into Form 5 first term, they sacked me from school. I was a very bad boy. My father disowned me for being a bad boy. He said I didn't look like him. And I tried every year, I will try and make resolutions. The things I was doing that were bad and my father disowned me, when I promised I wouldn't do them again, every 31st night, by 3rd of January, I'm back into them and doing them worse than before, until at the age of 18, when I met Jesus and he gave me a new beginning. My Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Everything is become new. When I gave my life to Jesus, he changed my life. He made me a new person. The things I wanted to stop, and I could not stop. When I gave my life to Jesus, those things were broken off my life. And I began to serve God. Tonight is your night. Maybe your story is like my own. Maybe yours is worse than mine. But if the Son shall set you free, you will be free indeed. If you can hear me, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. If you can hear me, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. So that is the healing of the spirit and the healing of the soul is your will being liberated, your emotions being delivered, and you being set free. This man at the tomb that Jesus met, or the graveyard, his will was not liberated. The devil had taken over his intellect. He was a madman. But when he met Jesus, he was set free. And Jesus made him an ambassador to 10 cities. My Bible says he went to the 10 cities and published everywhere. The devil saw the future of the man. He saw the man was going to be an evangelist to 10 cities. And the devil wanted to destroy him before his time. There are some of you, that is your story. Your star is bright. Your future is bright. The devil has seen your future. And so the devil is attacking you. But thank God for Jesus. Tonight he will come into your life. He will change your story. He will liberate you. Wave your hand and shout hallelujah. That man that was not regarded, he met Jesus and his life was transformed. Jesus had compassion on him. So there is inner healing, or healing of the soul. And then there is healing of the physical body. Not only does God forgive our sins, not only does he heal our will, emotions, and an intellect. But he heals our physical body. If he has healed anybody before, he will heal you tonight. I remember last night, there was a man who said he had been He came with a stick. For 20 years he couldn't walk. Except with a stick. And last night he came. And the first time in 20 years, he began to walk on his own. Without the stick. If God did it for him, God will do it for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that man here tonight? That man who was healed last night. 20 years. He had to use the stick. If he's here, wave your hand and let me see you. If he's here, wave your hand, stand, let me see you.
And
last night he threw away his stick.
And
if God did it for him,
so
God will do it for you. If God has healed anybody before,
so
it means that he does not change. If the Lord does not change,
so
and Jesus is the same yesterday, and he's the same today, and the same forever, then he will do it for you. Wave your hand and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wave your hand and shout
hallelujah.
If you came sick tonight, it is very important you listen to what I'm saying. Because faith comes by hearing, and you hearing the word of God. The power of God is in his word for you. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their distractions. As you are hearing the word of God, faith is coming into your heart. As you are hearing the word of God, what must be created in your life is being created. The Bible says, God said, when there was confusion, let there be light. And there was light. The same power of God that created the world, that same power is here tonight. It is in his word. Wave your hand and shout
hallelujah.
Oh, wave your hand and shout
hallelujah.
But the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:24, it says Jesus, his own self, bore our sin upon himself and nailed it to the cross. Not only did he nail our sin to the cross,
but
by his stripes, you and I are healed. Wave your hand and shout
hallelujah.
When we talk about physical healing, there are types of physical healing. There is natural immunity. God has put an immunity in man,
and
when something cuts you, It heals by itself. When something goes wrong in your system, your system is able to correct itself. It is one form of physical healing. And then there is supernatural healing. Supernatural healing. In supernatural healing, there are two kinds of supernatural healing. There is healing from the devil, healing from the occult, or healing from the psychic. It is very important that there are times you distinguish between psychic healing and herbal healing. Herbal healing is healing from herbs. And then there is psychic healing, which is healing from the occult.
And also everyone were here occult.
And God said, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, from verse 9 to 14, it says anybody who will seek a familiar spirit, anybody who will seek a witch or a wizard, consult a diviner, that person is an abomination unto the Lord. And so any healing that comes from consulting familiar spirits, consulting a diviner from occult power, that healing does not come from God. That healing is from the devil. You say, can the devil heal? Well, the devil is a thief and he's a counterfeiter. He always likes to counterfeit. Everything God does, he tries to do it. But when the devil gives you a healing, you will pay with your life. But when the Son shall set you free, you are free indeed. Wave your hand and shout hallelujah. Oh, I said, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. Herbal healing is good. In Psalm 104 verse 14, the Bible says he gave the grass for the cows and the herbs for the service of mankind. So herbs are good for mankind. But then in supernatural healing, there is also divine healing, which we are talking about tonight. Divine healing is the healing that comes from God. And the first reason why God heals is because of his compassion. A leper came to Jesus in Mark chapter 1. He said, Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus immediately said, I will be thou clean. The leper was in his mind wondering whether it was God's will to heal. And maybe you are sick tonight and you are confused. You are wondering whether it's God's will to heal. I came to say to you, Jesus went to the cross and he took your sickness because it's God's will to heal you. If you can hear me, wave your hand and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is God's will to heal you. And because it's his will to heal you, tonight you will be healed. Oh, wave your hand and shout hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
I said tonight you will be healed. Tonight your blind eyes will open. Tonight your deaf ears will open. Tonight your lame legs will walk. Your cancer will disappear. Your skin disease will disappear. Because it is God's will to heal you. If you can hear me, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. Tell somebody it's God's will to heal me. Jesus answered that question for that leper once and for all, that it is the will of God to heal us. Oh, give the Lord praise and thanks. Give him praise and thanks. My Bible says that this madman, after he was healed and published it everywhere, in Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, when Jesus came close to where he was, he had so published it. And the Bible says when they heard of Jesus, they came in their multitudes and brought all those who were sick that he might touch them. And when they brought the people, as many as came were met every widow. If Jesus is the same yesterday and he's the same today and the same forever, and if he healed those people,
He will heal you tonight. Wave your hand and shout hallelujah. Wave your hand and shout
hallelujah.
Tonight is your night. The night of your miracle. The night of your salvation. The night of your breakthrough. I was preaching like I'm preaching tonight. In 1987. In Tamale. In a crusade like this. And I was talking about the compassion of the Lord. Then I began to tell the people, if you believe the compassion of the Lord works for you, do what you couldn't do before. There was a young man that had been carried all the way from Wa. He began to do what he couldn't do before. And then they brought him up the platform. Those days I didn't have money to make a very good platform. My platform was not strong. And this young man came to the platform. And instead of telling us his testimony, he was jumping. And I said, take your time. My platform is shaking. He said, if you are like me, and I have not worked before for 18 years, and you are working for the first time, will you take your time? Oh, I came tonight. If God did it for that young man, God will do it for you. If God has done it for anybody, He will do it for you. Wave your hand and shout
hallelujah.
Wave your hands and shout
hallelujah.
The compassion of the Lord is why He heals the sick.
It's
why He sets the captives free. The mercy of the Lord is why He heals people and saves people. God does not want anybody to perish because He's a God of compassion. God doesn't want you to remain sick because He's a God of compassion. God wants to touch your life because He's a God of compassion. If He's a God of compassion, what must you do to receive your miracle? Number one, you've got to accept the facts of the gospel. Accept the facts that God is a compassionate God. Accept the facts that God is the Lord your healer. Accept the facts that God is the God who forgives all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases. Accept the facts that God has not changed. If you accept these facts, that faith is coming in your heart.
And
faith is coming in your heart.
And
faith is coming in your heart. Somebody is receiving faith for your miracle. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said somebody is receiving faith for your miracle. If you believe it, wave your hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you have to accept the facts of the gospel. When you accept the facts of the gospel, you have to do the second thing. You have to do what you couldn't do before. If you believe that Jesus is your healer, then you have to, if you couldn't walk, you try to walk.
And I want to be nanti, so
then if you couldn't see, you begin to see.
Want to be huadia, so huadia.
If Jesus is your healer,
say yes,
then you do what you couldn't do before.
And
tonight is your night. The night of your miracle. If you can hear me, wave your hand and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was preaching like this in Port Harcourt. And there was a young man who had had an accident for 18 years. He came with crutches. And then he heard that God is a compassionate God. He accepted that God is a compassionate God. And so when it was time for prayer, he said, if God is the healer, Why do I have to keep walking with my crutches? He threw away his crutches. He tried to walk, he almost fell. He tried to walk, he almost fell. Before long, he was walking all over the place. Because the power of the Lord was pressed. When you pray this prayer with me, first in English and then we will pray in Chi. Say, dear God, can I hear you say, dear God, forgive me all my sins. Lord Jesus, you died for me. You rose for me. Come into my life. Make my life a testimony to those who know me. Thank you, Lord. Answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
The gentleman here is called Rauf Isaka Abdul.
Uh-huh.
He's a military officer.
Uh-huh.
He had an accident last year, motor accident.
Uh-huh.
He could not stand like this. He could not walk.
Uh-huh. A soldier man who is...
You were supposed to walk
3 months after the surgery.
But you couldn't.
I couldn't walk till now.
For how long now?
February is exactly 1 year.
February is 1 year.
1 year,
and you, after the surgery, they said 3 months you should walk. You couldn't walk.
I'm a nurse. I knew I should walk.
A military nurse. And you knew you should walk. This is how you came. Oh, man is crying. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. God has touched Raul.
Hallelujah.
God has touched Raul. Look, Raul, show me how you came. Show me. So let's wait for him. Okay, Raul, show me how you came. Show me how you came. This is how you came. This is how you came. This is how you came. Now give me the sticks. Give me the crutches. Now let's go. Oh! Say thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for touching him in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering, somebody.
Kom van 2 tot en met 4 mei naar het Supernatural Empowerment Summit 2019 met Bishop Dr. Charles Aginasade. Ervaar het zelf en ontvang de kracht die zieken geneest, de onderdrukking verbreekt en naties over de hele wereld transformeert. Zorg dat je erbij bent. 3 avonden met een boodschap van hoop, redding en genezing. Kom van 2 tot en met 4 mei naar het Supernatural Empowerment Summit 2009.
That president died. One day, some journalists accosted him and said, is it because you have seen so many to work with?
Well, those of you who are watching us, I don't know your belief, but I believe there's healing. Since there's curse, there's also blessing. Let's all rally together. If you are a pastor, the most important one is you want to empower pastors and businessmen and politicians.
Yes, and yes. Leaders.
Explain that.
And pastors, church leaders, business people, politicians, anybody who is a leader, anybody who is a potential leader, anybody who aspires to leadership is invited to be part of this. Because in these last days, just like the early church spread not just by the apostles, the early church spread by all the Christians. In Acts chapter 8, verse 4, it says, and the Christians were persecuted all around. They went everywhere preaching the gospel of the kingdom. It is time God had lawyers, casting out devils, engineers, healing the sick, housewives, doing exploits for the Lord. And that is what the Supernatural Empowerment Summit is all about.
Pastor Pete Brinksma will be speaking during this program, and Pastor Dick Westerhoff also will be joining Bishop Ajin Asare. I want you to share the flyers if you have one. Those of you who are on social media, go to his site on Facebook and you will get all the information. Also, the telephone numbers to reach if you want to ask for further information. just call the same number on your screen and come this May, the 2nd to the 4th of May, we are going to experience the Supernatural Empowerment Summit. For the first time in Amsterdam, this has got nothing to do with his local church, the Parish Chapel. Is that right?
That's right. This is a non-denominational event. Yes, it's a non-denominational.
So it's more or less your outreach ministry.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm not just called to Parish Chapel. I'm called to the body of Christ.
That's right.
To the world.
That's right.
And so I want to empower the body of Christ.
That's right. So what should be our expectation? Because some of us, like myself, I'm so excited. I want to see the signs and wonders taking place for the first time. I mean, while I am there with my natural body, I've been watching them on television and have various videos. And sometimes when I watch the videos, I get that inner feeling that one day I can also heal the sick by the grace of God. Is that possible?
Yes, it is possible. It is possible. That's why we are coming this time to Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And the evenings will be majorly a miracle healing service.
That's right.
An impartation service. And so I want to encourage people to bring the sick, bring the hurting, bring the demon oppressed, and the power of God will set them free.
Dominion Center is close to Macro. Macro is very popular. We all shop there, Macro. And the address is Elementstraat number 30. And the code is 1114 or 1114 AK Amsterdam. Those of us at East is very, very close to us. And if you are in the neighborhood of Amsterdam, you can't miss Macro in Southeast. And I want you to spread the news and invite people. Bring the sick. Those of you who still don't believe there's a miracle working God, bring the sick. And God will use his servant to perform what we are all expecting to see from the hand of God's own servant. Come the 2nd to the 4th of May, Amsterdam, get ready. So, Bishop, what is your final word to our viewers?
I want to specially invite you to this Supernatural Empowerment Summit. It's a time when the power of God will come down and touch you. The heavens will kiss the earth. Your life will never be the same. You'll be equipped, transformed, empowered to do exploits for the Lord. Don't miss the season of the Supernatural Empowerment Summit.
I think we will get ready to meet you on that day and put all resources together and invite our friends and family to come and join you. Thank you very much for
granting. Thank you, Chris Inke. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. So, viewers, thank you very much for being with us. I believe you are going to share the news and also invite people. Tell your pastor, tell your church members, and let's all lift up holy hands and pray and support our bishop so that the hand of God will also come to Amsterdam. As God did in Pakistan, he is still going to do it in Amsterdam. Thank you.
Kom van 2 tot en met 4 mei naar het Supernatural Empowerment Summit 2019 met Bishop Dr. Charles Agina Sade. Ervaar het zelf en ontvang de kracht die zieken geneest, de onderdrukking verbreekt en naties over de hele wereld transformeert. Zorg dat je erbij bent. 3 avonden met een boodschap van hoop, redding en genezing. Toegang is gratis.
Come and encounter the power of the Lord at the Supernatural Empowerment Summit 2019 with Bishop Dr. Charles Agina Sara from the 2nd till 4th May in Amsterdam. Come and receive your healing, breakthrough, and the anointing that is transforming nations all around the world. Don't miss out. Join us for 3 nights of hope, salvation, and healing from 2nd till 4th May at the Dominion Center, Ellermanstraat 30, Amsterdam. Free entrance.
Precious one, I'm Bishop Charles Agina Sare. I've preached the gospel in 89 countries of the world. Beloved, I've been in a miracle ministry for 36 years. In every nation we've been to, we've seen the undeniable power of God, touching lives, saving souls, transforming people, healing them, and doing incredible things. I'll be in the city of Amsterdam from the 2nd to the 4th of May, 2019, with the Supernatural Empowerment Summit. It's a summit where pastors, church leaders, politicians, business people are empowered and equipped to do exploits for the Lord. However, miracles will happen. Signs and wonders will take place. The sick will be healed. The demonized will be set free. I want you to invite your friends. And wherever you are watching me in Europe, save the dates. From the 2nd to the 4th of May, call the numbers on the screen. Your life will never be the same.